You're here outside the Corby Cube with a bright silver caravan.
Yes, this is our original 1963 American Airstream caravan. And inside is the Knowledge Emporium.
Sounds exciting. Shall we go inside and have a look?
Indeed.
What is a Knowledge Emporium? First thing I see when I come inside are shelves of sweets.
Yep, these are our old-fashioned sweets here, which we exchange for your knowledge. So it's a sweet shop with a difference. We don't take your money for the sweets, we take your knowledge. So we invite you to write in this big red book, which is our red book of everything we know. And we believe that everyone has a little bit of knowledge that other people don't have. So this could be a personal story. It could be a fact about where they're from, so Corby. It could be a quote. It could be a religious belief. Anything at all, a recipe that they'd like to share with other people.
What sort of things are people writing here?
So, for example, this one, two ladies came in yesterday who said the Corps has put the light back into our lives from two happy pensioners.
What else have we got here?
We've got, here we have a story about the real Father Christmas.
I love this. Window. She says, in 1960, I met the real Father Christmas. It was the Co-op on Elizabeth Street.
Onions. Garlic. Butter.
Peter was passing the Knowledge Emporium, so he popped in to record his recipe for risotto.
Chicken stock. Soften the onions. Then lightly fry the rice.
What is so special about this recipe?
It just tastes lovely. It's one I got in Italy, and it's just your basic risotto. There's nothing fancy about it.
It's a simple one.
Yeah, it's just how the Italians do it. And then grated Parmesan, which makes all the difference.
My name's Louise, and I'm 11. I've written two things. I've written I Love My Drama Club, and I've written My Granddad Worked in the Steelworks.
Corby is really good because you get to read books.
Where do you get to read the books?
In the Corby Cube.
And has it got a new library in it and a new theatre?
Yeah. I did Dancing in the Corby Cube once.
Did you do a show?
Yeah.
What were you in the show?
I was doing tap and ballet.
All this knowledge from people in Corby is being turned into a play to be performed on Saturday. Chris Sudworth is the creative director of the Corps of the Corby Cube.
We were really excited when we got approached by Slung Low because they're one of the most exciting and innovative theatre companies in the country today. So actually having a brilliant caravan outside, it's a little bit quirky, kind of sums up what we do really, a little bit quirky and open to the community. And to have it outside just brings the venue out into the streets to connect with people more.
And the performance itself is going to be out in the streets, here outside the Cube.
As of last night, we got a group of around 25 people from the community together. We've been working on the stories that have been entered in the big book of everything we know. And collectively together, we'll be putting on a show which will be presented on Saturday afternoon at 1:30 and 4:30.
So it's going to be acted by the Slung Low Theatre Company, but also local people from Corby.
Absolutely, and people of all ages. Quite often we've done brilliant work with young people and brought visiting companies to do great work with young people before, but we really wanted to make sure that this one was about the whole community. So local adults alongside young people, alongside the theatre company, working with myself and Alan Lane, the artistic director of Slung Low, to make a brand new performance for this Saturday afternoon.